You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, November 8th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 13%. That's how far PG&E's stock fell on Thursday. The California utility reported a third-quarter loss and said that this year it will take bigger write-downs for wildfire costs than it had expected. PG&E has been in bankruptcy court since January. It filed to deal with the potential costs of the deadly wildfires its equipment started in 2017 and 2018. It isn't clear exactly how much the wildfires will cost PG&E, but those costs are what put it into the red this quarter. It took a $2.5 billion non-cash charge. The utility also raised its forecast for its total wildfire costs by 13%. The next number up is $33 billion. That's how much the printer company Xerox has reportedly offered to pay in order to buy its competitor HP. A deal between the two printer companies may sound more boring than watching ink dry, but Xerox is whale hunting here. Its market capitalization is $8.2 billion, while HP's is more than three times that at $29 billion. That means Xerox would have to take on debt if it's serious about buying HP. Wall Street is split on whether the deal will happen at all. One analyst said that Xerox might actually want to get bought by HP instead of the other way around. And the offer to buy its bigger rival could be just to show that a deal makes sense. Our last number is 11%. That's how far shares of SeaWorld Entertainment rallied after it reported third-quarter results on Thursday. The theme park company's stock gained, and that was despite profit and sales figures that missed Wall Street's estimates. There are a few reasons for that. For one, investors were fine blaming the disappointing quarterly numbers on bad weather. That meant they could focus on the fact that the company's operating costs were lower than expected. And second, SeaWorld said its full-year earnings would be toward the high end of its forecasted range. And third, it announced a new CEO less than 2 months after its previous one resigned. The stock is now up 29% for the year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, November 8th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.